listen to your favorite Christian radio station on www.sidmedia.org. Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It's time for us now to go to our daily focus, and the pastor is already standing by talking to us about globalization and one world government. Oh, this is a very heavy subject. The good pastor is here to navigate this way for us and with us. Globalization and one world government. It sounds like a thesis statement. My goodness. All right, Pastor Richard Mwape is standing by to give us some perspective. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for your time.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for your time as well.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. My goodness, this is a very heavy topic you brought to us today. Globalization and the one world government. What's this about?
Basically, this is about the one world government system that eventually will come to a reality.
Okay.
As we come towards the near of, towards the close of the history of this world.
Okay. All right. So how does that concept of globalization connect to end time prophecy?
All right. How does globalization connect to end time prophecy? It connects to end time prophecy in the sense that globalization is linked with the idea of one world government, or an idea to unify the world, or having a unified global system. This is so because the idea of globalization is seen as aligning with the prophecies about the final events before the coming of Christ. So its connection, it is that the idea of globalization, it has got the ideology behind of ensuring that we have got more like, I think for lack of a better term, I would say a one-party state.
Okay.
Where we have got one system that is running across all nations,
right,
or states. And then how does it connect with the end time prophecy? It connects with the end time prophecy because when we come to the book of Daniel, especially, and Revelation, you will discover and learn or realize that actually these two prophetic books, they have written about it. So that is how it connects.
Okay. So what potential role could a one world government, for example, play in end time prophecy?
The role that the one government system would play, or potentially play, in the end time.
Yeah,
maybe I didn't get you
end,
well.
End time prophecy.
Yeah, in the end time prophecy, I think the general one, it is that it will play a role of fulfilling certain biblical predictions, like I had said in our initial or the first point of discussion. I made mention that we have got certain prophetic predictions that are made, or that are mentioned in the book of Daniel and Revelation. So the first thing, the general thing that this one world government system would, the role that it would play, it is that number one, it will help in fulfilling those biblical prophecies. And then number two, it is a manifestation of the global unity. I think that is the second one. And then the third one, it is that it will be used as a control, as a tool to control the whole world, meaning when it has got a center of control or centralized authority that aligns with prophetic descriptions that we find in the book of Revelation and Daniel. And then the third one, I think it will play a role of fulfilling certain conditions that we find in the book of Daniel and Revelation in regard to eschatological events.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's talk about another thing, the beast system. What is the beast system in the context of end time prophecy, and how is it related to globalization and one world government?
All right. The beast system. The concept of the beast system is actually often associated with prophecies that are found in the book of Daniel and Revelation. The beast system basically represents a series of symbolic beasts that are described in the Bible, which represent political powers and entities. For this reason, in the context of end time prophecy, the beast system, to be particular, the final or end time manifestation, is a symbol of global and religious power that opposes God's truth.
Oh.
The second one, it is that the beast system connects with the concept of globalization, because the beast system involves a centralized authority exerting control over the entire world.
Oh, okay. Okay. So is the projection and the assumption of a single government system for human perception suitable for engender transformation in, enhancing gospel identity and principles vowed to regulate human activities?
That one is a critical one, huh? But I think I'll try to see how best I can summarize it. I think on that one, the concept of the one world government, number one, it can serve as a catalyst for emphasizing the importance of staying true to biblical teachings.
Okay.
Yeah, I said biblical teachings, not denominational teachings or religious teachings, but staying true to biblical teachings. And then the second one, it is that it encourages a heightened awareness of ethical considerations.
Mm.
Number three, it will encourage moral values and spiritual preparedness.
Okay. And what is the relationship between national sovereignty and the establishment of a one world government?
Well, national sovereignty and the establishment of one world government. I think the rise of a one world government can be viewed as a threat, number one, to national sovereignty. Yeah, so just its establishment becomes a threat to national sovereignty. The idea may center around the fact that a centralized global authority could infringe upon individual nations' autonomy, meaning individual nations will not have their own respective powers. Individual nations may not be independent. Individual nations may not make maybe governing policies for themselves, but it's like you're always under someone, and whatsoever that you do, it is something that is coming from the top to the bottom.
Okay. Final question, for instance, and then we'll close with a word of prayer. What is the what are the potential implications of a one world government on individual beliefs and religious identity?
Right, on individual beliefs and religious activities. I think the first one, we can say it may impact the ability to practice faith according to one's conscience, because you therefore not decide to what is in your mind, to according to what is right and wrong, but we begin doing things according to what is being imposed on us. Therefore, that may lead to persecutions and even restrictions if you are a bit lucky. And then the other one, this can also be viewed as a fulfillment of prophecy. Those are the implications. The implication, it is that when this begins to happen, that is a fulfillment of prophecy. And oftentimes when I am looking at things like this, it excites me.
Right.
It excites me because sometimes, for example, I remember a few weeks ago or so, the Pope made a certain statement that, you know, caused the whole world to begin shaking, you know, and begin asking questions.
Mm.
But if you go in biblical prophecy, it is stuff like that that just remind us that, you know, actually such a statement, this is actually the fulfillment of prophecy. Prophecy is being fulfilled whilst we are living. So it is the same. I think that can be viewed as a fulfillment of prophecy. And then the other one, it can be viewed also as an opportunity for one to reaffirm their commitment to God. That would be an opportunity that God is giving maybe to the contemporaries, those that will be there when this will be happening, if we'll not be there then. That may be an opportunity to them to reaffirm, to stand on God like Elijah did, when nobody would stand for God because their life were threatened. Elijah choose to stood for God, like how John did when nobody would stand for God. He stood for God to an extent that he almost lost everything, even his life. So I think those are some of the implications.
I hear you. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. That helps a lot. Thank you very much. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
All right, thank you. Shall we pray? Our gracious, kind, and loving Father who art in heaven, we want to thank you again this afternoon for the way that you've spoken to us through this brief discussion. We pray in Jesus' name that the truths that have been shared through this discussion, let them be something that will help somebody out there to reaffirm their commitment for you, to choose to stand on you, for even when the whole world is crumbling on our shoulders, truly if you are our foundation, nothing can make us to fall. Be with us and strengthen our faith. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate your time and your ministry. Tomorrow is our final day together. Looking forward to the big blast. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.